This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
This is the Capricorn Adventure. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you just joined us, I go by the name of King Bash. I would even to stalk himself, right? So, it is time. It's a Friday. And the excitement is high, man, for the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. Joining us is our very own motoring journalist, Prashoen Naidu. He's fresh from testing, you know, out there, a rugged and a spacious Isuzu MU-X, a powerful seven-seater SUV. Plus, we'll dive into the thrilling, Volvo EX30. Prashoen has been eagerly waiting, to be given a chance to take this compact rocket for a spin. And to wrap it up, he'll share a must-know motoring tip and leave us with the hot gem of the week. He's back. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashoen. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm good, man. You sound like you're traveling, Prashoen.
I am. I just picked up Dad from the airport in the Volvo X30, but I'm not driving. He's driving. Or if I talk to you.
Is Mr. Edward Naidu on your side right now?
He is.
Hello, King Bash.
I need to give Mr. Edwin an air horn, man. I mean, what? It's great to hear from you, Edwin. How are you doing?
Yes, it's been a long, long minute, as they say. Doing well, thanks.
Oh, man.
Much better these days.
I love it.
Now that
I got
an Uber chauffeur, you for sure.
The perks of being a dad. Amazing. Prashoen, so tell us, man. I need to find out from you. Is this car the MU-X or is it the Max?
It's the MU-X.
All right.
MU-X.
I always try my best to get these things right, you know, not to sound like we don't know what we're talking about. So tell us, how did the Isuzu MU-X handle in, you know, the everyday driving, Prashoen?
So it's rugged through and through, you know, it handles the everyday roads quite well. And off-roading, it's a trooper. It's not as refined and buttery smooth as the Ford Everest, but, you know, it's capable for the everyday trek. Our top spec model, the Onyx model, had a 2-liter turbo diesel motor, so lots of torque there, about 450 newton meters of torque, and fuel consumption was 9.1 liters, but it's a robust SUV. It's not,
wow,
not your typical, you know, that gives up that vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, most definitely, man. And who are the main competitors of the Isuzu MU-X? And most importantly, what is the price tag?
All right. So, okay. So, rivals-wise, it has the Toyota Fortuner and Ford Everest in its sights, of course. But I'll zone into the Everest Platinum, the Ford Everest Platinum. So, I think, you know, the MU-X isn't necessarily leading the class with its interior. It's functional, but not aspirational. Its performance is adequate, but by no means is it as accomplished as the Everest, yet it still holds its weight quite well down. It's durable, and the price tag off it is 970,000 rand.
Wow. All right. Now let's move on to the pocket rocket. I'm actually excited for this one, right? The Volvo EX30. What are your thoughts on its design?
I think it looks quite good. Ours came in this color called moss yellow. I think it looks quite pleasing to the eyes. It definitely garners a lot of attention. It's compact, sporty, and nicely balanced. Ours have these 20-inch funky, you know, looking wheels. But, you know, stylish is the word for the name of the car.
Most definitely. And how was the drive? I mean, they say it goes from 0 to 100 in just 3.6 seconds?
You know what? I can't kiss and tell, but I was desperately putting the pedal to the metal to the airport, and let's just say I was pulling a few matches to stop and lose 0 to 100 in 3.2 seconds. It was rapidly quick, and I think, but to be fair, yes, electric cars, we all know they're not as spunky and cool as, let's say, a Supra, or they, you know, they don't have that soul. But to be fair, I think that the power was amazing, but I think, you know, it's taking some time for me to get used to electric cars again, King Bash. I'm not really sold yet.
They don't have that vrpa, Prashoen.
I need the vrpa, even though I'm going slow. I need the vrpa, you know?
All right.
Very fast,
yeah,
very fast.
And
range-wise, it's about 400 kilometers of range, so you can charge up quickly, and it's nice, but, you know, I think they should have thrown in some synthetic sounds or something there.
I agree. Now let's talk numbers. You know, what's the price tag on the Volvo EX30? And where's your heart when it comes to, you know, I know you just mentioned it that, you know what, you're not really there yet, but on the EVs, but any drawbacks you notice with this one?
Okay, so price tag for this one is, it's called a twin motor. So at the top spec, it's just over R1 million. Yeah, and it starts off from 791,000 for the base model, which is less, much, much less with power. And I think, you know what, technology-wise, it's not as plush as the Volvo C40 or the XC40. I think, you know, the cabin-wise, I feel like it could be better tech-wise. You know, my main gripe is that everything you need is accessed via the infotainment system. Whether you're trying to open the cubby, you have to go on the infotainment screen, tap that icon, and it opens. So it's a bit frustrating at first, but I think once you get acclimatized towards it, it works quite well. And, yeah, that's about it, eh? I think it's just simple, quite tasteful inside. There's nothing really, besides, obviously, the sound system, which we both need, of course, in Dash. But that's about it, eh? Really much to strike to toot the horn.
All right. Let's wrap it up, you know, with a quick motoring tip for our listeners. And, of course, hit us with this week's hot gem of the week to keep this vibe going.
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So, watch out for staged accidents or obstacles on the road. You know, criminals can sometimes get create minor crashes or place objects in your path to get you to stop. If you ever feel something's off or you're unsure, just don't pull over. Don't pull over anywhere at all. Keep driving until you reach a well-lit up busy area or petrol station, and just, yeah, trust your instincts and don't stop. And let's move into the hot jam. Little Duck called All My Life, featuring J. Cole.
Oh, yes, that's how we wrap it up, Preshow. And do have yourself a great week. And I'm so, so excited to have heard Edwin's voice, man. A big shout out to Edwin as well. So you guys must have a beautiful weekend.
Chat again soon sometime.
Most definitely,
thank you,
Edwin. All right.
Have a blessed one, eh?
All right, cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.